Okay, we're up to Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Hoysom Ivaete, Oshahoy Tsroros Minatsu Mitachas Ragleha, the Shover is Hakelim Shalom Chatzinezek. Okay, the animal was kicking, the tarnigol was kicking, or it kicked pebbles, right, and it what's it called, broke Kalim, Pesach Chatzinezek, Iboilahu, Hechi Komer, what's exactly the Pshat in the Mishnah? Hoysom Ivaetes, Vihizika Biviuta. The first part is a case by itself, but it was kicking, and it damaged directly with the kicking, and that's chatzinezik because it's Karen, it's not normal. Oh, tsroros ki urchayu, mishalim chatzinezik, for abonanhi, or it kicked pebbles, and the pebbles damaged, and that's regular tsroros, and that's chatzinezik, right, like the rabbana, not like sumchas. Well, dil mahoysim eva etes vizika bebiuta, Otsroros machmes biut mishalim chatzinezek, right? Or no, it's talking where it was kicking and it damaged directly, and that's Karen. Or it was kicking and it kicked tsroros b'derech mishuna, and that's also tsroros of Karen. And what's it called? Peis chatzinezek, haki urche mishalim nezek sholei mumani sumchasi. Mashma that if it had been regular tsroros, not tsroros that came from a kicking that was mishuna, where the tsroros are told of Karen, but it would have been a regular tsroros, which is a told of regular, b'chayiv nezik shalim. Only this is chayiv chatzin nezik, because it's Karen. But if it would have been regular, b'chayiv nezik shalim, and it goes like sumchas, right, that's a shaila. Is this Mishnah sumchas or the Rabbanan? Tosh mami seifa. Well, learn from, look at the seifa, see who the Mishnah goes according to. Dorsa lakli v'shavrosa. Right, it, what's it called? It trampled a kli and broke it. The nafal hashever al kli acher v'shov, and a piece of the broken kli went and broke another kli. So al harishol mishal nezik sholim. The first one is rego, is chayiv nezik sholim. The al haachron chatzin nezik, and the other one is shroros, is chayiv chatzin nezik. The isumches mi isle chatzin nezik. Right, if it goes according to sumches, it can't be. It would be Nezik Sholem on the second one too, because Sumchas holds that Tsroros pays Nezik Sholem. The Chitema Rishon Rishon Lahatoza. The Sheni Sheni Lahatoza. The Shani Leila Sumchas Ben Kocho Lekoach Kocho. Right? Maybe we can learn the Mishnah that it goes like Sumchas, and it's talking like this. The animal, broke a Kli. And a piece of that Kli went and broke another Kli. And then a piece of that Kli went and broke another Kli. So the Rishon means the first kli that was damaged by a piece going off and damaging it. And that one pays what's it called Nezik Sholim. Because Sumchas holds that Tsroros, regular Tsroros, is Nezik Sholim. But the second kli is Koach Kocho, and that pays only Chatzin Nezik, which we had as Shaila before. Whether Koach Kocho of Sumchas is different than Kocho. Kocho is Nezik Sholim, maybe Koach Kocho is Chatzin Nezik. So if we learn like that, it'll come out that this Mishnah could be Sumchas. And when it says Rishon, it doesn't mean the first Kli, it means the first Kli that was generated from the Kli that it broke. So Mara says, Elo hodaboy Ravashi, Koach kocho the Sumchas ki kocho domi, Olo ki kocho domi, Tifshut lei delav ki kocho domi, right? If that's the case, what was Ravashi Shaila? If that's what the Mishnah means, it's clear over here that Koach kocho of Sumchas is different than kocho. And Kocho, regular Tsroros, pays Nezik Sholem, and Koach Kocho, Tsroros of Tsroros, pays Chatzin Nezik. So, if that's how you're learning the Mishnah, why did Ravashi have a Shaila? Where it says, Ravashi Karabon in Mokila, Uboy Lo Hachi, right? What's it called? Ravashi set the Mishnah up like the Rabbana, not like Sumchas, and the Mela, he sets the Mishnah up like this, Uboy Lo Hachi, Hoysom of Aeta, Sizika, Bibiuta. Otsroros kurchayu chatzinezik. Right? If an animal died, he learns a mission like this. If the tarnigol was kicking, which is mishuna, and it damaged with kicking, that's chatzinezik, because it's Karen. But, otsroros kurchayu, or it kicked pebbles while it was walking, not kicking in order to damage. Stam walking, and it kicked tsroros regular, it's also chatzinezik, because that's tsroros. Ha machmes biut revia nezik, right? Mashma though that if it kicked it mishum reg a Karen, and it damaged with tsroros of Karen, only revia nezik. Only this is chatzin nezik. The other one would be revia nezik. v'yeshinoi, and that would be poshet the shaila whether yeshinoi with tzroros or not. Tzroros of regal pays half, tzroros of keren pays a quarter, or maybe not. Tzroros always pays a half. Al dil mahoisim of etes v'izika v'biuta, al tzroros machmes biut chatzinezik. Or maybe Ravashi said maybe you can learn the Mishnah like this, that it was kicking, and it either kicked and damaged directly, or it kicked tzroros, and that's chatzinezik, right? Ha, what's it called? Obiuta o tzroros machmes biut chatzinezik v'ein shinui. And there's no such thing as tzroros less than chatzinezik, even if it's a total of keren. Teiku. That was Ravashi's shaila, the way he learned the Mishnah. But he didn't learn the Mishnah that it's going according to Sumchas, and therefore we have the shaila with the Sumchas regular size shaila. Okay. Rashi. Toshmari, Tani Sefer Masnissen. Dorsal Akelim, Medechayev Tzroros, Chatzi Nezek, Shema Mino Masnissen, Lav Sumchasi. Since the regular tzroros is chatzi nezek, our Mishnah can't be like sumchas. Rishon v'hatos, Gemara says, no, maybe it's not talking about regular tzroros. It's talking about tzroros of tzroros. Hoso klish v'nishvar machmas hatosa shivrei kelim shador solov kari rishon. It means the following. The animal broke a kli, that we're not talking about. And then that kli went and broke another kli, that's called rishon. The first kli that was broken by the shards of the other kli. And Shani is now that kli went and broke another kli, third kli. The Alpha got the tzroros in a mishan nezik shalim to sumchasi. So the first one is regular tzroros, the first indirect damage, and that's nezik shalim like sumchas. And achron lartaza. And the next kli is the third one. Kigon shemei also kli shenishbara ide tzroros he tizu shvarim b'shavru kli shlishi davi koach kocho mishum hachim mishan chazinezik. And Sumchus would hold that Koach Kochol pays only Chatzi Nezek. He learns that the Halacha Moshe Sinai, that part of the Shaila, maybe Sumchus holds of the Halacha Moshe Sinai, but only by Koach Kochol. So Mar says, if that's the case, Tifshob boy the Ravashi. And if that's the way he learned the Mishnah, why did Ravashi have a Shaila, whether Koach Kochol to Sumchus is different or not? Mar says, no, Ravashi learned the Mishnah, goes like the Rabbana, Mokiva. The hach boy, the boy Ravashi, la'el yeshinu litzroros or ain't shinu, ahomas nisen boyla, bahachiki boy, hoysom nevoetes. And that other shaila that Ravashi had, whether yeshinu litzroros, to pay revia nezik, if it's tzroros of Karen, that was based on this Mishnah. And the other shaila they have, according to Sumchas, whether Sumchas makes a differentiation between Koach and Koko, that he didn't learn from the Mishnah, because he didn't learn this Mishnah is going according to Sumchas. Okay. Bo mine Rav Abba bar Nemel mi Rebbe Ami. V'amri lo mi Rebbe Chia bar Abba. Choysom aleches b'mokom she'i efshar lo elim kei menatza. U'bo'ato v'hitiza v'hiziga mahu. Kivan di ef shalla urchehu, al dil mahashla miya machmas biut kamenatza tzroros teku. Right? The animal was going in a place, normally kicking something is not what's it called, if it damaged, it was walking, and it hit something with its foot and it went and damaged, or it trampled on something, that's regal, that's urche. But the kavana to kick the thing, that's keren. Okay, so Gemara says now, if it's Stam was walking in the street and walked over to something and kicked it, that's Karen, that's Mishunah. What happens if it's walking in a place where it's impossible not to kick the thing? And it kicked it. Is the fact that it's impossible not to kick it, make it Urche, and that's Regel? Or the fact that Maisha, right now, it had Kavana and kicked, that's Karen. That's a Shai. Gemara says Teku. Rashi. Hoysom aleches bechotzra nizik melei tzroros. It's full of pebbles. The ef sheshalotei menatzah. It's impossible. It shouldn't kick some of them. Or so now it kicked the pebble. So since it was impossible, it shouldn't kick them. Now the fact that it kicked it on purpose doesn't make it less urche, or maybe not. Since the kavana now was to kick it, and it wasn't just stam that it got kicked by regular walking. Maybe that's still carrot. Urchehu, tzroros di almuhu, mishan chatzinezek, O Dilma Hashta Mia Machmas Biutu. Vim Tomar Yeshin Litzroros Levia Nezek Horavia Neshmishalemis. What's the Shaila? If you hold that Tzroros of Karen only pay Revia Nezek, you'd only pay Revia Nezek in this case. That's the one way of learning the Shaila. Is this a told of Rego, and therefore you pay Chatzin Nezek? Or on the Tzad, that if Tzroros are Tzroros of Karen, you pay Revia Nezek, you pay Revia Nezek. Vishnach Rina, Urchehu, Utzroros Ninu, the told of the Rego, Afilu Iyoyed Bebiut, the Itiza, Holo Mashalim Elechatzin Nezek. Another way of learning the Shaila would be like this. If the animal kicked it, but it doesn't become a told of Karen because it's full of pebbles, so it's Urche, then it's Regio, and you pay Chatzin Nezek because of Tzroros. Because it would kick it anyway. Oh, Dilma, Nachmas Biut, since it came by kicking, it's a told of Karen. And it's talking where it was worn three times like this. Now the fourth time, if you hold that there's hadah for Tzroros that are told of Karen, you pay Nezek Sholim. Im hu hadah bekach, mishalem es Nezek Sholim. Dikiven the mishunahu, have he told of the Karen. Mipi amore av la rishonikr. Okay, so those are two ways of learning this Shaila. Either it's talking where it was worn three times, and the Shaila is it a told of Karen and now you pay Nezek Sholim? Or does it remain a told of Regel and you only pay Chatzin Nezek? Or it's going on the Tzad that there's a Shinui for Tzroros. It's talking the first time, do you pay Chatzin Nezek because it's told of Regel, or Revia Nezek because it's told of Karen? Okay. Go on. Bomine Reb Yirmiyon Reb Zera. Hoysom Aleches Bishu Sarabim V'Tiza V'Zika. And it was going to Shu Sarabim and it kicked some Tzroros and it damaged. Im Shu Sarabim. Mahu, the Kerem Medamin and Leve Chayeves. Normally, if it would be Regel, you'd be Potter, because the damage was in Shu Sarabim. So do we compare this to Karen? Since you only pay Chatzin Nezek, so it's like Karen. And you Chayev even Shu Sarabim. Al Dilma told the Regel, who Ptur or not. Tzroros, even though it pays Chatzin Nezek, L'maisa, it's a told of Regel. And Regel's Potter in Shu Sarabim. Amarle Mistabra told the Regel who Mistabra that it's a told of Regel across the board, and therefore even though it pays Chatzin Nezek and that's not like Regel in Rishus HaRabim it's Potter. He teaser Rishus HaRabim Vizika Rishus HaYochid Mahu. What if it kicked it in Rishus HaRabim but the damage was in Rishus HaYochid? Now that we're saying that what's it called, that Tzroros, talking over here about regular Tzroros, and it The pebble got kicked by its leg in Rishus HaRabim, but the damage didn't happen until Rishus HaYochid. It broke a kli in Rishus HaYochid. So now, you go after the beginning of the damage, right? So that was Rishus HaRabim and Yipater. If you go after where the damage actually occurred, it was Rishus HaNizik in your Chayiv. Mahu. Omer Le Akira Ein Kan Hanocha Yesh Kan. Right, Lamaisa, if the beginning of the damage was in a place, you'd be Potter. So if the end of the damage is in a place where you're Chayiv, you're still Potter. Eisvei, Hoysom Aleches Bederech, V'Tiza, right, it was walking, and it kicked some pebbles, naturally. Bein B'Shus HaYochid, Bein B'Shus HaRabim Chayiv. Right, how could it be? Mashma, that it's Chayiv, even in B'Shus HaRabim, if it did the damage in B'Shus HaRabim, that we said it's not the case because it's Regel. So what does it mean? Bein b'shus hayochid, bein b'shus harabim. My love, he teaser b'shus harabim, the zika b'shus harabim. And now it's not like we said before that tzroros in b'shus harabim is potter. You see here it's chayiv, even though it's a told of regal, we compare it to keret. Where it says low, he teaser b'shus harabim, the zika b'shus hayochid. Talking where it kicked it in b'shus harabim, the damage was in b'shus hayochid. Aish Mar says v'hamar sakira ein kan anocha yesh kan. You said before that you'd be Potter in that case too, because since the beginning of the damage was in Rishus HaRabim, right, you're Potter even if the end of the damage was in Rishus HaYochid. Amarle Hadribi, I have Charata from that. That's not the case. If the actual damage happened in Rishus HaYochid, you're Taka Chayiv. But the damage in Rishus HaRabim completely, there you're Potter, even though it's only Chatzin Nezek, it's a told of Regel. Eisve, another case. Dorsal akli v'shavrasu. The animal trampled the kli and broke it. V'nofel ha-shevra akli acher v'shavru. And that piece of kli went and broke another kli. Ala risho mishal nezik shalim. V'ala achro mishal mechatzi nezik. So the first one you pay nezik shalim, that's regal. And the second one is throros you pay chinezik. V'tami ala. That's only if it happened in Rishus HaNizik. About Rishus HaRabim, Ala Rishon Ptura, because Regal's Potter and Rishus HaRabim. V'Ala Achron Chayeves. And the second one, Yuchayev. Mar says, my love, he teased Rishus HaRabim, the Ezekiel Rishus HaRabim. And you see that Tzroros and Rishus HaRabim is Chayev, like Karen, even though it's a told of Regal. Lo, he teased Rishus HaRabim, Ezekiel Rishus HaYochid. It's talking where the second one was damaged, the second Kli was in Rishus HaYochid. Aymar says, Va'amr Sakira ain't kana nochi yeshkan. You were the one who said that even in that case you'd be potter, because the original beginning of the nezek was in Rishus HaRabim. Says, "Nez Amr lehad ribi, aynachanami ad charota." From that, I agree that there you'd be chayiv, but in Rishus HaRabim completely, even though it's only chatzin nezek, but it's a told of regular potter. Rashi, lekerem edamin and lehoil the chayiv is chatzin nezek kekerem. Maybe Tzroros in that respect are like Karen, since you only pay Chatzin Nezek and you're Chayiv in Rishus HaRabim. Old Dilma called Tzroros Kiur Chayiv, told the Regal Nin, who part of Rishus HaRabim, or maybe not. Doesn't make a difference how much you pay. Lemaisa, it's a told of Regal, and you're part of Rishus HaRabim. He teased Rishus HaRabim, Kiur Chay, Vaholchu Tzroros Rishus HaNizek, Vishavru Kalim. Well, being the case where it kicked the Tzroros in Rishus HaRabim, but the damage was in Rishus HaNizek. Hanocha Yeshkan bit me a kolomer potter. Hoil vaakira havi mokum ptur. Since the beginning of the damage was in Rishus HaRabim, we'll be potter. Viziko Rishus HaRabim chayeves. Iyamis bishlama tsroros ki urchayu lekerem medamin lo lechay Rishus HaRabim. Ki keren, dohad domi lekerem de mishalem is chatzi nezek. Ki keren, afal gab de keren mishunahu, utsroros urchahu, hilka Rishus HaRabim chayeves chatzi nezek. Ella the didok the amris call it throwers kuruche the regal medamin and lo mishum the havi told the regal the afagav the hosam nezik shalim who throwers chatzin nezek am I tani b'shus harabim chayiv. According to you, why should we chayiv b'shus harabim? You said that all throwers, even though they only pay chatzin nezek, are not dobe to keren that's chayiv b'shus harabim, but it's a told of regal it's part of b'shus harabim. So why should we chayiv b'shus harabim? So he says, no, it's talking where it kicked it, Rishus HaRabim, but the damage was Rishus HaYochid. Ala Rishon Potter, the Regal Havi. Ala Achron Chayiv, my love. That's talking that it's Chayiv because of Tzroros in Rishus HaRabim. No, it's talking where it damaged in Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaNizik, and he had Charata from that Halacha, the damage started in Rishus HaRabim and ended in Rishus HaNizik, potter. Here he had charata from that, and you're chayiv. But if it damaged in Rishus HaRabim completely, tzroros, you're potter, because it's a told of regal.